He was Rav of the Sephardic Kehilla in Brooklyn, and his name was Rav Pinsky. And he was very careful. He was very careful to be kind to whoever came and considerate. And when he was a very old man, so there was once a phone call with a shayla. Someone had called with a question, and his daughter said, "I'm sorry, I can't disturb my father." And there was a tap on her shoulder, and her father took the phone. And after he answered the question, he looked at his daughter and said, "Never again. Never say that again. My job as a Rav is to be here for the congregation. So long as I can, I'm here." His wife's clothesline once tore. So he went and he wanted to fix the clothesline. So he brought a ladder and he started climbing up to the window. Now there was a neighbor across the street who didn't keep Shabbos. And he was very careful that he would never walk into the home of someone who didn't keep Shabbos. He was nice to them, he was friendly to them, but he would never walk into their home. So this neighbor looks across the street and sees that the Rav is climbing to fix the clothesline. So he runs out and crosses the street and says, "Rabbi Pinsky, I'll do it." And the Rav looks down from the ladder and he says, "No, I'm perfectly fine, I'll do it." And the neighbor says, "No, I'll do it." And the Rav says, "No, I'll do it." And they're arguing back and forth. And after 3 minutes, he sees the neighbor won't let up. So fine, he gives in. He climbs down the ladder and the neighbor climbs up the ladder to fix the clothesline. But as Hashem would have it, the neighbor fell and broke his hand. And the Rav was mortified. He not only told him that every single expense they'll cover and everything, he was destroyed, devastated. Did whatever he could for the neighbor. And the neighbor, as he's there on the floor with a broken arm, he says, "Rabbi Pinsky, you don't understand. If I would have known when I started climbing the ladder that I would have fallen and broken my hand, I still would have climbed the ladder. So you have nothing to feel bad about. I wanted to be the one to climb up the ladder, and you shouldn't have to fix the clothesline." Fine. Period passes, and the man heals, and the man's wife became very, very ill. And the Rav would be careful. Every time he'd come home from shul, he'd stop by at the man's house and ask how the wife was doing. He was careful not to go in, but he was careful to stop by and always inquire how the wife was doing. And it was very clear that her situation was very grave, and the man was obviously very worried. But day after day, the Rav stopped. And one day, the Rav came home, and the daughter sees that her father's upset. So she asked her father, "What's wrong?" So the father said, "Everything's okay." And she said, "No, I see you're upset." So finally, after his teenage daughter keeps asking him, he says, "Well, today there were so many people walking me and asking me questions on my way home, it slipped my mind to stop by him. And now I can't do it anymore." So she said, "Well, I understand you can't go, but we have a telephone today. Why don't you just pick up the phone and call?" He said, "Don't bother." After a minute, she sees he's still distraught. So she says, "But Tati, you know, what's the big deal? I'll dial the number. I'll look it up. We could call." And he says, "Don't bother." And she understood her father was a big man. If he said, "Don't bother," something's going on. And she was a teenager. She wasn't about to let up. So she started saying, "No, Tati, I want to understand. Why won't you call him?" So finally, he said to her, "Look, the man's at home and his wife is very, very sick in the hospital. When he's sitting at home and the phone rings, what thought do you think goes through his mind for the first second before he picks up the phone? I don't think I have a right to give him that pain." So that was the level of consideration he felt every person should have.